They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here 3 times, and I've been here to do television 4 times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoe.
Off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
And a snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's gonna go! Holy cow! Touchdown, Tommy Frazier!
Third down. Frost to the middle.
T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with 1:50 left in the game. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. The kick is good. Oh! He bangs it in there. 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets the snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted it. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Ndamukong's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Ndamukong Sue?
The stadium is blowing up.
And good morning, everyone. It is a football Friday in Nebraska, and we're glad to have you along with us, even though we're a week away from the Huskers. Hastings College is in the book with the win. UNO is in the book with the win. Wayne State and UNK will be playing tomorrow in Wayne, and we'll be talking with Coach Dan McLaughlin here in just moments on the Doug and Daddy Show about that contest. Couple of high school football games last night, all of A and B underway tonight. Some select C and D games as well. We'll talk about that. So it is football season, and it is here. We've been talking about it for nearly a month and a half, ever since we started our 12 days of Big Red coverage, or of the Big 12 coverage, before we headed down to Dallas for media days, and it's continued to today, but now a few of the guys have actually got to hit somebody else, Tony.
Yeah, that's what everybody's been looking forward to. You're tired of seeing your own teammates. You're tired of the stinking clothes. You finally get to put on that fresh game uniform and go out and hit somebody else.
Also joining us on the show today, Randy Hubert, the head football coach at Aurora. They begin defense of their Class B title tonight against Crete, and Joe DeMeo will join us today, fantasyplayersedge.com, because we know a lot of folks are getting ready for their fantasy football draft this weekend. And with the first selection, Silas Fluellen. I don't know. Could happen. We are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the man that has turned the Wayne State football program in the right direction, and they are coming off their first ever appearance in the Division II playoffs last year, and they get ready to host UNK, who they also defeated last year. Dan McLaughlin joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Boy, high expectations every year in college football, but now you have some expectations to live up to.
Well, you know, and that's not all bad. Some people, you know, want to shirk that, but if you have no expectations, I don't think that's a place anybody wants to be. So we'll take it.
It was like, Tony, that was kind of like your college career, wasn't it? Not much for expectations.
Very much so. I mean, hey, Coach, you lost a running back and a roan kid a year ago. Who replaces him?
Well, it's kind of running back by committee right now, to be honest. We've got four that are kind of all in the mix. Mario Melvin is a kid out of Florida that redshirted the first year and played the last year. He was kind of our third running back last year behind Travis Roan and Eric Meyer. Travis did graduate and move on. Eric Meyer was really the heir apparent, and he tore his ACL in the spring, and that was a big blow to us because he's an outstanding running back. So we've kind of had to fill in. We've got a couple of junior college transfers that we like. David Ferris, kid out of Papillion High School in Omaha, played for Coach Sewer. And then by way of Iowa Central in Fort Dodge, we got him. Real pleased with him in fall camp. Done some exciting things. Another kid, Vince Patterson, originally from Florida, by way of College of the Canyons and out in Southern California, has done a nice job. And then Nick Polcher, a kid out of Sheldon, Iowa, that redshirted last year, is also in the mix. So those four kids, somebody's got to step up, and they all have strengths, and they all have some things they need to work on, and we'll just see how that works. But we think we're solid there, and you're right. It's a hole we got to fill, and we just need somebody to step up, and we'll see what happens.
Wayne State football coach Dan McLaughlin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Outside of running back, just about everybody's back for you on the offensive side of the ball. Coach, do you have any other concerns going into this first week on offense?
No, not really. You're right. Almost everybody else is back, and you know, it all starts with the quarterback, Fluellen, who we're expecting great things from, and like you said, expectations, but that's a good thing. Logan Masters, our ex-receiver, is a three-year starter who's back and an outstanding football player that we're expecting big things from. Our two slots, Frederick Bruno and Rob Perry, are both back and had great years last year, so we're looking forward to a fine season with those guys. Offensive line, we think, is solid, and so that hopefully provides us a little bit of comfort, but again, you never know until we get out there, and we'll see what happens.
Coach, has the success really expanded where you've went to recruit? Because when you look at your roster, you see Houston, you see Phoenix, you see Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Illinois, it goes on and on, but that had to do something with the success.
It just sounds like good vacation spots. I don't know.
Well, we have had some success getting those kids, and I think the success we've had has helped us in terms of those kids have turned into being our best recruiters, kids that have come in and said, hey, coach, I had a high school teammate, or I have a friend, or I have a cousin or a brother or whoever that wants to come, and that's been really a boon for us. Because we hit those places, but not as hard as it appears. It's just that you know, we started with one kid from Miami, and now I think we got five or six, and so it's just kind of blossomed, and we've been very fortunate.
Dan McLaughlin, the head coach at Wayne State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A little different on the defensive side, though, Coach. That's where you got to fill some new guys in.
That's exactly right. You know, it all starts with Ryan Reeves, our Mike linebacker, who I think is outstanding, and we think that is poised to have a great, great year. We're real, real happy about him. Beyond that, some experience in the secondary. Both of our safeties are back, and we've got some experienced corners. But the D-line is all brand new. Young kids, good players, we think. We're excited about them, but they've never played. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they react, especially this first one against Kearney with that giant offensive line, and see how they stick their nose in and play.
I guess maybe that's one of the big concerns for you about UNK.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them, but yeah, it starts there. Yeah, they're, you know, I think all 11 starters are back for them. You know, they're very experienced. They've got a real solid football program, and you know, the quarterback did a nice job for them last year. But that offensive line is huge. You know, during running behind them is gonna pose some problems for us, I'm certain, and we're just gonna have to keep knuckling down and fighting hard.
Doug, I'm looking at some backups here, and albeit freshmen and redshirt freshmen and sophomores, but Howells, they're from Howells. I've heard of that program.
They got a nice program down there. Mike Spears does a great job with those kids. We got as many as three of them could be on the field at the same time, and I said, that's half your football team.
It is so true. Dan McLaughlin joins us here for another minute. Coach, let's face it, there's no Big Red game Saturday. You guys are starting at 6. Part of the game will be under the lights. College is just getting going. I mean, this will probably be the most exuberant home crowd of the year, and that's not going to hurt.
Well, no, it should be fun. You know, it should be a good atmosphere, you know, and Kearney always follows well, and so it should be fun. And I hope it's not. I want to dispute you there. I hope it's not the most exuberant crowd of the year, because if we keep winning, that you know how people are. You know, they'll follow a winner. So if it's the most exuberant crowd of the year, that means it's going to get worse and worse as we go. And I hope that doesn't happen. But yeah, it should be a nice crowd. A 6 o'clock game, of great weather, a beautiful stadium. So it should be a fun night.
Coach, how do you attack that new group of linebackers Kearney's got?
Well, we play the way we play, you know, and it doesn't really matter who we play, because it's just the style of offense that Coach Sewer has put in for us it's just how we play, you know, and so we go out there and we'll see what they can do, and when I say they, I mean us, you know, our kids. You know, Kearney will react to us how they react to us, but you know, we don't always make a lot of adjustments. We just do what we do, and that's, you know, we throw the ball, and we're an option football team. We like to spread it around the field and get speed and space, and you know, and we're going to do that regardless of whether we're playing Kearney or we're playing Minnesota State. And if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. And that's just kind of how it's been. It's worked well for us so far. We're excited about the opportunity and looking forward to it.
And Dan, finally, when did you see it click? I mean, last year you're entering your fifth year, last year your fourth year. That third, fourth year is when the coaches really want to see their own guys take over. Was there a point last year where, whether it was practice or a game during the season, you had your headset on and went, you know what, we have turned the corner?
The Winona game last year. Winona State has been the you know, the Rolls Royce of the Northern Sun Conference for the last 5 or 6 years, and they came into our place last year, and we got after them pretty good. I forget the score, but it was like
55-18.
Well, okay, I don't remember, but I know that we got after them pretty good, and that doesn't happen to them, and so. I knew then that we played really, really well. Matter of fact, that was the best game we played all year. And I knew then that we had an opportunity, and if we just keep working and getting better at what we're doing, that we got a chance to make some noise. So,
Coach, you guys play a vastly different schedule than Kearney does, but you got a player like Silas Flewellen, and I've asked some of the coaches this week, seeing him out and about, where does Silas Flewellen rank individually as far as just an athlete out there? And they say, well, he's one of the top one or two that we'll face throughout the RMAC competition. Every coach has told me that. Where does he rank in the Northern Sun?
Oh, yeah, I think he's the best quarterback in the league. But he's, you know, he's a different quarterback too. You know, because we, you know, we do so many different things. But there's some good ones in our league now. The kid from Augustana threw for 5 touchdown passes last night, and the Schlafke kid who was at Duluth last year that won the national championship was outstanding. But he graduated, so that's a blessing. So you know, there's good quarterbacks in our league, especially since those North Central schools came in: Augustana, St. Cloud, Mankato, and Duluth, and it toughened our league up considerably. But I wouldn't trade who we have for anybody. I wouldn't. He's a great leader. He's a tough kid. And like I said, he can throw the ball. He can run with it. He's a neat kid. He's fun to have around, you know. And I wouldn't trade him for anybody. We like him, and we're looking forward to enjoying this last year. And I kind of hate to say it's his last year, but it is. And so hopefully he can do some things.
I know that breaks our hearts, too.
He is Dan McLaughlin joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'll tell you what, anybody that can throw a bunch of Misfits and Broken Bow together and win a state championship, plus beat Ord along the way, done a hell of a job. And, Coach, you're doing a great job up there, and we're looking forward to a great game tomorrow. Thanks for giving us some time today.
You bet, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Take care. Coach Dan McLaughlin, head coach of the Wayne State Wildcats. Of course, as Coach Morris has pointed out, and many fans know, he took three different high schools to state football championships, and now has Wayne State pointing in the right direction. Gene Sir, who had been at Papillion La Vista all those years, also a former coach at Ord, he's getting
Gene
praise.
Sir was also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Silas Flewellen, probably the best quarterback he's coached since Randy Welnick. That'd be my. That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with right there. So 6 o'clock tomorrow night at Cunningham Field in Wayne. We thank Coach McLaughlin for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think this is going to be a whale of a game, and the more you look at it, boy, outside of the running back position, which, you know, I don't know how big the drop off will be there. I doubt that much. When you got everybody back on the line, this Wayne State team should be better than they were last year. I mean, they've got a lot of guys back. They're going to have some holes in the defense to fill, but this is an explosive offense, and that's where you're going to know what happens tomorrow. UNK is going to have to score points tomorrow. They are going to have to score.
Other than that tailback position, Doug, you look at every other skill position, senior, senior, senior. They've been there before, and it's one of those things. Quarterback's a senior, tight end's a senior. Logan Masters is a senior, so they've been there before. They've done it. The offense, 28-12 a year ago. Let's go back. 28-12. I think UNK's offense is going to be a heck of a lot better than it was a year ago. And I got to think that this offense. I mean, I think the points are going to be up.
It'll be higher than 28-12.
Yes.
Okay. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show coming up around the bottom of the hour. Randy Hubert from Aurora is going to join us. We'll also be talking with Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If your draft is coming up this weekend, or you still have your draft to do, and you've got questions, you got maybe a should I take this guy or that guy, or who should I take in the middle rounds, or who really is the best, wide receiver out there? Shoot them off to us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and we'll let him know and pose your questions to Joe DeMeo in our last segment today. Well, going to have to eat some humble pie. We'll do that next.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements, and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Make it Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food and non-stop entertainment. Bet on the best coast-to-coast racing from 11:40 a.m. daily, 10:35 a.m. on Saturday. All the top tracks, including Saratoga and Columbus. Plus, enjoy keynotes, snacks, full dining and bar, and the prime rib weekend special. Yours for the fun of it. Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island, your Husker and NFL headquarters.
The wall, it is back.
ESPN Radio Game of the Week.
Deep right field and gone.
The best matchups of the week, Sunday nights, starting at 6:15.
Little pitch it in the air, left center field. That is deep. Looking up. Goodbye.
On ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up around 80 with a north wind staying around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, lows around 53. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, the Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's tailgate time, folks, and are you ready to tailgate? Because they are ready for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend with fresh summer sausage and their snack sticks, plus USDA-certified Angus beef with fresh brats, original, regular, Italian, chorizo. You can put them all together. You mix them up. You throw them in. You throw some kraut on it, maybe. And, of course, you do it on their Green Mountain Grill. And why not put a great quality USDA-certified steak right there? You know, you think, we don't eat steaks at tailgates. Yeah, you do. You cut them up, and then they're just little bitty things. They're maybe steak tips.
There you go.
Ooh! Due to the current road construction, if you're coming in from the east, turn at McDonald's and take the alleyway at Emerald Apartments. There is road construction out front, but you can get
right behind McDonald's.
Yeah, folks, it's worth it. I'd park at McDonald's and walk over.
There you go.
But, folks, it's the best around. Summer sausage, the fresh brats right out of the smokehouse. You can't beat them at Troutman's Quality Meats. They're there for you. Open 6 days a week. Carrie's going to do what you want. You know, you go in, you want a prime rib. You got a big thing going on this weekend. Maybe he'll, you know, quarter it up for you. Troutman's Quality Meats. How about that Green Mountain Grill?
Fish, barrel, bang. That's all you can say about it. You want to go look at a grill? Honey, let's just stop by and look.
You're going to buy it, aren't you?
Damn right I'm buying it. That's all it's going to take.
That's right. It's a simple decision. It doesn't take long. It's the best. You use it. The food's good. Everybody's happy. Green Mountain Grills. Troutman's Quality Meats. Grill's best friend. Well, I don't know. Here it is from the Dent Popper inbox. So, Big Daddy predicted 103 fans would show up for the UNK Wayne soccer match.
I believe it was 137.
I thought he had his finger on the pulse of Central Nebraska sports. Never doubt the UNK community. Due to the fact that there wasn't anything else going on, but more to the fact that this is just a great community to live in and support their athletic department. The University of Nebraska at Kearney not only beat, I mean, think about this. In the history, whatever, I don't care what the sport is. In the history of the world of Division II women's soccer, and I know you might snicker, fine, whatever. It's not, you know, it's like Nebraska rifle, you know, whatever. The most people that ever went to any game, national championship, heated rivalry, you know, free T-shirt day, bobblehead day, free beer night, who knows what
of
it was.
All the fires that have been lit in the parking lots and cars that have been burned at Division II soccer games.
2004 was the record. 2004 people set two seasons ago. Last night, 3,227, including both of us.
Oh, yeah. First soccer game ever.
I believe it is directly related to you coming on the show and saying you're going and get on board.
Be part of the, don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution, people.
Morgan Abert scored them both, one on a direct kick, one on an assist from a corner kick. Alicia Crawford, you like corner kicks?
Yeah, you know what? Soccer be hell. They ought to just start from the corner and you get like 12 chances. Then you go down the other corner and get 12. That would make the game a lot more interesting. Because out there in the middle, it's really not that fun to watch.
Don't forget, UNK Soccer is home again Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock. Should be a nice day. Take the family out. Enjoy some UNK Soccer against what should be a much more difficult opponent in the University of Mary out of North Dakota.
They use their heads a lot more than I thought. A lot of people trying to hit the ball with their heads. I didn't realize that that was prevalent. That much. I mean, I figured out you use it every once in a while. No, your noodle's sore after the game, I'm telling you.
Well, I better practice for the Huskers yesterday, and Ken chimes in and says, apparently Bo did not get the memo on proper treatment of the sports media. I suggest on his next press conference he should ask the media to all form a line, and he'll play patty cakes with each one individually. Ken whining about the media whining. I don't know if we were... Yeah, okay, we did a little bit, but I mean, it wouldn't matter who you're talking to. You just don't do that. So press conference is next Tuesday. Doug and Daddy Show will be live in Lincoln on Tuesday. And Tom Osborne has a book coming out. He is speaking early. Coach Cook will be speaking. We will have some extended coverage Tuesday as the Husker football season gets underway with press conference. But there is some other Husker news. And we will have Coach Bo Pelini's press conference every week right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So stay with us for that. Coach Carl Pelini spoke after practice yesterday. Some of the notes, Will Compton working with the number one defense. So that means senior Philip Dillard is now with the number twos.
Well, let's be honest. Philip Dillard is with the number fives entering fall, supposedly. So...
Weak side linebacker Matt May, Blake Lawrence are still battling for that. Sean Fisher is expected to start at strong side linebacker, the freshman. So that's starting to take shape a little bit. Practice was overall a lot better. Pelini said Prince Amakamura and Anthony West are the leaders to start at quarterback. Alfonso Dennard and Andrew Green are both doing well for a playing time. Green, a true freshman out of San Antonio. And... reports yesterday were that Quentin Castillo was at the University of Memphis practice. Well, the Lincoln Journal Star reporting today that Castillo's mother said he is planning to enroll in classes today at Northwestern State University in Louisiana. That's the old 1AA, so he could play this year if he wanted to. Had he transferred to some other schools, he would have had to sit out, but he was considering Memphis, Oregon, and Texas Southern, according to Quentin Castillo's mother.
Good. I mean, you know what? Give the kid another chance. Just not going to be in Nebraska. Hopefully Quentin will do well. Hopefully, he'll figure some things out and then have a good career and make some noise on the next level because I think he's that talented.
The Hastings College football team got a win last night. We'll talk about that and the connection to Aurora right after this with Randy
and now,
Huber.
Another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Golic, do you notice anything different about me?
Did you part your hair in a different way or spend more time in the makeup chair?
No and no. I'm wearing the new Hanes Lay Flat Collar undershirt. Notice how the Lay Flat Collar isn't distracting from my periwinkle blue Oxford shirt?
Your peri what? I'm not one to notice those things, but I do notice comfort. My new Hanes undershirts are soft and fit great and have become a staple in the Golic household.
We don't agree on much, but we do agree that Hanes has perfected comfort and fit with the new Hanes Lay Flat Collar undershirts. Look for Hanes undershirts in stores now.
I'm not a mechanic. I'm a producer. I'm in the business of films, not fan belts. But I do know that my certified pre-owned Acura TL works perfectly. Just like I know that thanks to the financing they gave me, something finally came in under budget.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a comprehensive 150-point inspection. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Now offering appealing financing on all pre-owned TL models. Visit Acura.com or dealer for financing details.
Another exciting season of high school football kicks off this Friday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Friday night on ESPN 1550, Adams Central welcomes in Seward. On 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings will host Columbus. And on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Kearney High is at Grand Island. All three games kick off Friday night, 7 o'clock. Be sure to catch all the action throughout the season right here.
The season is ready to roll. Everyone's checking out the up-and-comers. See who's stepping up. Hear who's tumbling down the depth chart.
First down from the 15. They hand it off to Hamlin. Looks for a lane. 10-5. Touchdown.
Finally, it's football on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up around 80 with a north wind staying around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, lows around 53. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You may have seen this. This kind of broke just after the show yesterday. It was in some newspapers. Tom Osborne and the colored beer cans from Anheuser-Busch. They're trying to put out colored cans for, like, in Nebraska, red, white, Kansas, blue, Missouri, gold, you know. It doesn't actually say University of whatever on there, but Tom Osborne sent a letter asking them not to participate in a promotion that dressed cans of Bud Light in college colors. Supposedly, they got most of that stopped, but there are some out in the state of Nebraska. Most specifically, my sources say North Platte. There was a shipment dropped off there.
Hey, want to let you know, that's right, folks, Dyna-Gro, when I step onto your farm, I'm dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Gro. Folks, we tell you all the time, one of the 10 largest seed companies, Dyna-Gro has a 20-year history of delivering quality seed with industry-leading performance. They want you to join them at Husker Harvest Days. They want us to stop by and talk about the triple stack hybrids, the super stack hybrids available. Growing, growing, growing. Stop by and see them 15th, 16th, and 17th. Husker Harvest Days. Dyna-Gro continues to grow its tradition across cornfields in Nebraska. It's growing. They're excited about 2010. For all Dyna-Gro early orders before September 30th, you can get a 12% cash discount all the way through January 15th of 2010. That's 12% cash discount until after the Huskers bowl game. Take a look at all the VT triple corn hybrids. I'm talking like 57 V38, 57 V07. Those are two hybrids that can run on your farm. Dyna-Gro is growing, and they have seed. 1-800-652-9298. Hey, and remember, they're in lot 1131, Husker Harvest Days, the 15th, the 16th, and 17th.
We'll be there again next month in Grand Island. And, Daddy, do you think maybe Dyna-Gro could invent a maybe one of their next hybrids would be the East Y Hot Pass?
That'd be good.
East Y Hot. We'll just leave off Pass. East Y.
There you go.
East Y Hybrids. A lot of high school football tonight, and here's what we've got set for you on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, also known as Power 99 in the past. That's Kearney at Grand Island. Columbus is at Hastings tonight. That's on 1230 KHAS. Seward is at Adams Central, and that is on ESPN 1550. All kickoff at 7. You can hear all the games on the web as well at ESPNSuperstation.com. Among the other games tonight, big game, the defense of the Class B title begins this evening in Aurora as the Huskies take on Crete. And we are pleased to welcome in the head coach at Aurora, Randy Hubert, to the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, how's things going over there?
Well, things are going very well, and let's just dive right into the important stuff here, Randy. How about that Hastings College quarterback?
Hey, we were pleased with his effort yesterday. I think he had a good start, and I know his mom was really excited. It was a lot of fun. We had a fun evening.
Troy steps in as a sophomore, gets his first start. He throws for 247 yards, runs for 72 yards, and Coach Merkowitz really pleased after the ball game. Did you have any words of wisdom beforehand, Coach?
Same thing I told him in high school, poise and leadership.
Those are the things that, I guess, as we transition into your football team, are those the things that help turn it around? Not even turn it around, but get it pointed in the right direction for that playoff run last year?
Oh, I think so. You know, our kids, for one thing, they're very determined kids, and they have high expectations. And, at that point of the season, I think the chemistry of the team was really developing, and, we were just gaining confidence each week and just kept getting better.
Coach, obviously you're going to have to replace a quarterback after last year. It looks to be Tyson Brockmeyer. Your overall thoughts on him and his progress so far?
Really pleased with Tyson. This kid, really has a savvy for the game. He's got a great mind and understands what to do and how to direct our offense, and he's got some good athletic ability to go with it.
We're talking with Randy Hubert, the head football coach at Aurora. They'll take on Crete tonight. Coach, what's fall camp been like so far for your squad?
It's been real good, with the experience we got back as far as our progression and our preparation, it's clipped along at a pretty good pace, and that's been nice. So, we've been working hard. Our kids are very focused, and we got some very good seniors leading the way this year, so we're excited.
Coach, I'm looking here in Huskerland Prep, and it looks like, yeah, you've got some seniors, but you got a lot of juniors that will contribute a plenty and should set you up for another continued great season a year from now.
Yeah, that junior class is a talented class, especially in the skilled positions. So, yeah, it's a good mix that we got going right now.
Randy, what are you still, I guess, what's the one thing you're going to be looking at tonight against Crete to know where your football team is? Maybe something in the first quarter that you're really going to be looking at?
Well, you know, just our physical football play, you know, how hard we're hitting. I think that's going to be key early, and just taking care of the football and executing, playing with some passion. And, you know, we'll see, you know, where we stand. You know, Crete's a great program, and they're always a team that's going to put their ears back and hit you, you know. So we got to be ready to go.
Randy, you guys get a couple games to start off with at home, and then you go to McCook. How difficult has it been to keep the focus on those first two games?
Well, I think, you know, we really are in a routine around here when it comes to football. You know, we prepare for one game at a time, and we're pretty intense about it. And, you know, we don't have time to think very far ahead. So as far as we can think is the next Friday. So right now it's Crete. You know, you hear that from coaches all the time, but that's how you got to be successful, I think, is just really focus on the one game at a time and then focus on improvement, getting better.
Randy Hubert, the head football coach at Aurora, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you think there might be a place or two where you're even better this year, Coach?
Well, maybe a little overall on our team speed, maybe a little better. But, you know, we lost some two good linemen from last year, and we lost a good linebacker, a good quarterback. You know, I think there's an opportunity that we could progress into being better than we were last year. You know, we'll just have to see how the season progresses.
Coach, I want to go back to your schedule. Overall thoughts on the strength of it as you look at, I mean, you got to look ahead and know who you're playing, obviously, and overall thoughts on it.
Yeah, we got a competitive schedule. I probably can't tell you the exact order of who we got, you know, but I do know there's some good teams down the road with McCook in there. Columbus is going to be a very good football team. You know, Adams Central towards the end of the year has a lot of kids back. And they should be very strong. And, you know, in Class B football, you know, a team can regroup and put together a very strong team the next year. So, you know, we just got to be ready to go each week.
Well, we haven't even brought up the big guy's name yet. How has all the publicity for Andrew Rodriguez affected him?
I don't know if it's affected him a whole lot. You know, he really is loyal to his teammates, and you know, he really wants to have a successful senior year here at Aurora. And you know, he enjoys football and what's going on in Nebraska. But at the same time, he's stayed very humble. And a very good leader for a football team, and we've been really pleased with Andrew.
Is that the longest conversation you've had in the last year without his name coming up?
Probably. No doubt.
Hey, and one other thing kind of it's Aurora related, but Joe Brockmeyer decided to leave baseball and join the football team this week. Have you talked to him at all and the thought process there?
No, I haven't. I talked to his brother, Tyson, of course, a little bit about how it's going. He said it was a little rough for him the first day, then it got better after that, but no, you know, I know Joe's a very good athlete and a very strong competitor, so, you know, we wish him luck.
Randy, one area that you're concerned with, one area that's got to be cleaned up if you guys are going to make a repeat run at the title?
Well, I think the stability of our line, you know, I think that's one area that, you know, we have yet to see. We'll find out tonight. We got three starters back, but the two new fellas are going to have to perform well to compete where we want to, at the level we want to compete at. So I think that'll be a big evaluation point for us.
Well, Randy, it all starts tonight. Should be a good eye-opener right away with a good program in Crete at your house. And we wish you guys the best of luck in the beginning of the defense of your title. And thanks for giving us some time this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I love the Doug and Daddy Show, and I also love the music you guys play. You got the 70s. You just can't beat that. So I really appreciate that.
You bet, Randy. Take care, buddy.
Randy, all
right. Randy Hubert, head football coach of your state champion Aurora Huskies in Class B.
Tough to repeat. I would. You know what? That's great coach speak. And I, you know what? I believe the coaches believe that. But you can't tell me in that locker room, that trip at McCook, they're looking forward to that. That is going to be one hell of a football game. And I don't care. There are people going to come from all over. And in that sunken pit of McCook, that is going to be a great atmosphere week three for high school football. I tell you that right now. If you're looking for a game, week three.
You're not even going to be with me in week three.
No, dude will be doing the game by himself. I'll be in McCook. All right, what a great night for football. What a great atmosphere.
That is going to be some good stuff. And coming up, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, is going to join us here in just a moment. And I'll tell you what, the Davis family and Tony and his brothers love football, and they have always loved football. But before we go to break here, we want to, all of us here at ESPN and Power 99, want to send our condolences to Tony and his family. They lost their grandfather, Daryl Smith, this week. He was a huge fan and a huge fan of his grandkids. Not so much Tony, but definitely Reggie and Andrew. And followed them, and if you know Tony at all and his family, you know that they were really close. And the funeral is tomorrow, and we just want to wish our condolences out to your family and especially your mom. A lot of people have seen her, whatever it is she does, but officiates volleyball as well. So Renee and the whole family, our condolences. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
StubHub!
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Listen up, sports fans and concert fans. When it comes to tickets, StubHub is the place to go. The world's largest ticket marketplace with a great selection of tickets to every game or show. Selling tickets? You can list them on StubHub. Reach millions of other fans looking. It's that easy. NFL and college football, folks, they're almost here. Buying or selling, StubHub backs everything with their Fan Protect Guarantee. Go to StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB. That's 1-866-STUBHUB.
Hi, welcome to Progressive.com. Captain?
Ahoy. Would this be the boat insurance utopia?
Aye, aye. It's where you can insure your boat for as low as $100 a year and also get things like disappearing deductibles and total loss replacement coverage.
Gar, it's better to have me deductible disappear than me boat.
Nicely put, Captain. Mind if I use that? Protect your boat. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield, Village, Ohio. Coverage and deductible features not available for all boats and covered selections.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. So to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us online at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up around 80 with a north wind staying around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, lows around 53. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And don't forget that the volleyball season also gets underway today for the 6th-ranked UNK Lopers. And their first match is coming up here at 12:15. So maybe grab some lunch and then head up to UNK. And,
I would just go up there because it'll be over by 12:35. Then you can grab your lunch.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you don't want to be late. Bemidji State of Minnesota is first. At 12:15, Rockhurst of Missouri tonight at 7. Then they play the same times tomorrow against Newman, Kansas, and Fort Hays State. There's volleyball going on the whole time. Those are just the UNK games. Hastings College at home tomorrow, 3-7. Third-ranked Nebraska volleyball team is at the Quest Center in Omaha, taking on 16th-ranked Michigan tonight, 11th-ranked Minnesota tomorrow. Kansas State is there as well. They flip-flop playing tonight, 6 and 8:30. The Husker games are at 8:30, and you can hear them on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. FM. Well, usually Thursday, but we were on the road yesterday, so we appreciate that Joe DiMeo joined us here Friday to wrap up our week from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you haven't had your draft, you're going to be having your draft, and it's getting a nip and tuck. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're okay. I've got another one Sunday. Tony and I, actually, this will be the first one that we are in together, and sometimes we don't reveal all the information to each other, but I still say you walk in, you draw the card, and that's where your draft begins. For the guys out there, Joe, how much preparation can you do? What's the logical prep when you don't know what your number, what your pick number is going to be until 5 minutes before the draft starts?
Yeah, the best way to prepare for a situation like that is go to any of them, Yahoo, ESPN, doesn't matter, and participate in mock drafts. I recommend that when you're uncertain what your strategy might be. And those allow you to really choose where you want to start from. So you can participate in maybe three or four of these mock drafts. One time you're picking from the 2 spot, you're picking from the 6 spot, you're picking from the 11 spot. You get a sense of beginning, middle, and end. That'll set you up at least for a reasonable strategy depending on where you fall in your draft. And at least you won't be going in blind.
Joe, are the top four picks obvious running back selections?
Yes, they are indeed, and they are. Actually, the top eight picks are running backs from my point of view. Peterson, of course, top of the charts. Turner, Forte, Jackson, Jones-Drew, Tomlinson, D'Angelo Williams, and Frank Gore. All of those should be considered before any quarterback or any wide receiver is even thought about.
And I've noticed, Joe, that Fantasy Players Edge probably has Frank Gore ranked a little higher than a lot of the other, there's so many services, but a lot of the other ones, you like Frank Gore.
How could you not? He's in a Mike Singletary offense. Singletary is a grinding out Bears kind of guy. He's going to rely heavily on Gore. It's all about schemes, and it's all about touches. And Gore will get the goal line work, and Gore's going to get guaranteed 22 to 28 touches a game. That's all I can ask for in a number one running back. And, other pundits aside, I mean, these guys are ranking Chris Johnson and guys like that up there. Chris Johnson doesn't even get the goal line activity. Unless your team does not value touchdowns, values it like 3 points rather than standard six. You really have to have backs that get goal line activity.
Slayton was not included in that group. Joe, your thoughts on him?
Same thing. I love Steve Slayton. I rank him. I rank him number 12. He would be an excellent RB2 on my squad. But I'm concerned he's not going to get the goal line work. He's diminutive, and I don't think they're going to want to risk getting him banged up in there often. I mean, he'll get some goal line work, all backs do. But Steve Slayton, to me, is a terrific back, but he's going to score from a distance. And he has that ability. He has the ability to score from anywhere on the field on any touch. I rank him number 12, which means for my rankings, he's going to go right there at the top of the second round.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us every week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the email here. We've thrown some names out. Let's see if we can get a specific. Mark in Minden says, hey, you guys have been through a couple of drafts, and I want to see how smart you are, so we're just going to pass it on to you. Mark says, I have the 7th pick in my draft this weekend, standard scoring. Who am I going to get? And it sounds like to me you're right around whether you pick Drew Brees, whether you pick Frank Gore, whether you pick most of the drafts I've seen, Jones-Drew is gone by then. Tomlinson might be there. He's got the number 7 pick. Your advice, Joe.
Tomlinson, D'Angelo Williams, or Frank Gore, whichever one of those three backs is sitting there, and one of them will be sitting there. Certainly if Jones-Drew fell, or he has a better one, Steven Jackson may fall. A lot of guys, because of the Rams' actual situation there with being led, or and that's a funny word, but being manned at quarterback by Kyle Bowler, Steven Jackson is dropping down. Your emailer should really target Steven Jackson if he falls into that hole. If he does, he would be a great selection at that point in the draft.
Yeah, Tony, last weekend, a draft I was attending, 12-player draft, Steven Jackson was taken 12th. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all based on the fact that Kyle Bowler is running the offense. But what people need to realize is that's actually a good thing for a running back. In that he's going to be, he should, 3 years ago, Jackson had 90 balls out of the backfield, 90. Look for Jackson to get 30 touches a game, 2022 out of the backfield, 6 to 8 catches minimum.
Joe, how does the injury to Tom Brady affect him in your eyes? Is he still number one, number two? Does he drop it all?
He's number two behind Drew Brees. But I would not be shocked to see Brady, the number one quarterback at the end of the year. I ranked him strictly based on the fact that Brees was masterful last year and led all fantasy in conventional scoring, led all fantasy players in scoring last year. Brady's back. He's got more weapons than ever, if that's even possible, with Joey Galloway on the outside, Moss Welker underneath. Running backs, Fred Taylor is not going to hurt having Fred Taylor as an addition to that backfield as a possible weapon, both on flare passes and out of the backfield. Brady ranks 1A and 1B with Brees, and anybody who took Brady over Brees would not get any arguments from me.
I am surprised Tony hasn't brought this up, but the two drafts that I have already seen, a lot of people think that Baltimore is going to be a good football team, and they run the football, but you've got three guys there that nobody knows who's going to get the carries. Everybody would like to believe it's going to be Ray Rice. It seems like on most publications, LeRon McClain, maybe for the reason you stated, goal line carries, is the highest of those three ranked. If you're going to take, and there hasn't been in either of the drafts I've seen, there hasn't been the running back from Baltimore go until late, any of them. Who would you take as a Baltimore running back?
I would take Ray Rice, but I wouldn't take him before round 12 or 13.
Wow.
When I was searching for RB depth, McGahee's the problem there because he can get hot in any game. And if he gets hot, Rice and McClain don't see much because McGahee can also take the ball in from the 4 or 5 yard line.
What do you do with Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush is a real interesting anomaly. I'm real mixed on him, and sure enough, Sean Payton comes out yesterday and says that Mike Bell is going to get plenty of carries and goal line touches. That mitigates Pierre Thomas. And people say, well, that doesn't affect Reggie Bush because he gets his balls out of the backfield. Well, for heaven's sakes, I don't need Reggie Bush to be a receiver. He has an RB distinction. If he had a WR distinction, I'd be fine. So anything that takes carries out of that New Orleans backfield, I think it's going to have a marked effect. I'm going to pass on that backfield. I'm going to pass on the Bucs backfield. I'm going to pass on the Ravens backfield. I'm going to be very skeptical of the Patriots backfield because of Belichick's unpredictable utilization, and I'm going to be very skeptical of the Broncos backfield.
Joe, last question before we let you get out of here. Rookies that make immediate impact, you got anybody listed, one or two of them that are high up there?
I'm going to have a good, strong eye tonight on Chris Wells. On Saturday on Chris Wells. He's making his debut for Arizona. He has an absolute chance to actually get most of the carries away from Tim Hightower as the season wears on. I certainly, like everyone else on the planet, I really did like Knowshon Moreno. But I don't even think he's going to be healthy for the start of the season. And it's a little bit risky to take a rookie running back who's not healthy, high in your draft. So I don't know if Wells comports himself well on Saturday. I may move him a little bit ahead of Marino on the rookie scale, and only the rookie scale. Marino's a better back, but if Wells is healthy going into the season, Wells has a great chance of taking that away from Marino. One guy you might want to watch who probably is going to be treated like a rookie is Rashard Mendenhall of Pittsburgh. And Donald Brown getting a lot of chatter over there. Trust me. If Joseph Addai is healthy, Joseph Addai will get the bulk of the carries, and Donald Brown will at best play the Dominic Rhodes role in that offense. Joseph Addai is still a feature back in a high-powered offense.
And finally, the big breaking news this morning, Brandon Marshall suspended. A, would you avoid him at all costs in your draft? And B, what does this do for, I assume, Eddie Royal now is the number one wide receiver at Denver?
Well, let me add a little something to this. I mean, it's getting downright silly in Denver. Brandon Marshall has been suspended by the Broncos for conduct detrimental to the team for the remainder of the preseason. Well, that's going to straighten him out. Yeah, now he doesn't have to practice and he doesn't have to play in meaningless games. Oh, yeah, that's going to really get this kid, on the straight and narrow. I mean, this is a joke. McDaniel is a joke. The guy's probably a genius X's and O's wise, but as a leader, he's a joke. And he should call me, because I'll tell him to his face too. He should actually call me if he has any issues with what I'm saying. Josh, you're a joke. You can't run a football team like this. You're gonna suspend this young man. You suspend him for four games during the regular season. That's what you do. You have that right. You have that ability. Suspending him for the preseason is a joke. So, I wouldn't draft Marshall right now unless he gets out of Denver. And as for Eddie Royal, he moves up on draft boards with Marshall out of the picture.
All right, Joe, we're out of time. We'll catch up with you again next Thursday. And, again, fantasyplayersedge.com, the place to go as you prepare for your draft this weekend. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great week. Look forward to next week.
You bet. Joe DeMeo joins us here. And, man, we are over time, so let's get out of here. Congratulations. Softball, golf started, tennis starting yesterday. Kearney Catholic girls, the defending state champion, win their own invite with 11 teams at Middle Ark Hills. A 354, they win it by 24 shots. Danielle Lemick, she's your individual champ.
No.
74, a little off her game.
Come on, Danielle, figure it out.
Allie Vengeon of Kearney Catholic was second with a 78. I hope we got to everything we needed to get to today. Congratulations again to the UNK women's soccer team, the Hastings College football team. Have a great weekend wherever you're going. Coming up Monday, Merkin Morris, Daryl Morris to recap the UNK weekend and to recap the win over Peru State. Coach Paul Merkowitz from Hastings College. Plus, we get ready for the Huskers. And we want to thank our guest today, Dan McLaughlin, head football coach at Wayne State, Randy Hubert, head football coach at Aurora High School, and, of course, Joe DeMay.
Go Lopers. Let's get us a victory. The Broncos have got their part of the deal already sealed. So
the Royals did win. Okay, we don't care.
See you tomorrow. Or Monday. Doug and Daddy Show.